This is Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Ryan Warner. Today, the second part of our series on the labor and housing crunch in Aspen and the wider Roaring Fork Valley. Yesterday on the show, we heard how difficult it is to find workers who have enough money to live in Aspen or who are willing to make a monstrous commute there. Today, a look at the severe lack of affordable places to live, a problem that goes beyond Aspen. An hour's drive away in Glenwood Springs, workers are also being priced out. Tom McCabe is executive director of Aspen and Pitkin County's housing office. Susan Shirley is director of Valley Housing Partners, a Glenwood Springs-based nonprofit working on housing issues. Well, welcome both of you to Colorado Matters. Tom McCabe, yesterday on the show we heard about the jobs that are tough to fill, say a snowplow driver for the county. Let's imagine that I want that job. How hard is it going to be for me to find a home I can afford?
No, it's going to be very difficult. You'd have to pretty much live out of county.
The idea being the further I get away from Aspen, the further I get away from Pitkin County, the less I'll pay.
You have to go quite far to find something that's affordable.
Susan Shirley, would that be about your assessment?
I would have the same answer. And in fact, Tom, I think you have to go farther than you can even imagine. We're looking now at medium sales prices in the 300,000s in little towns like Newcastle and Silt.
Tom, this is interesting because it plays with the notion of what's affordable. So what does affordable mean in Aspen and in Pitkin County?
Well, it's relative to your environment anywhere in the country. And here, the average changes from time to time, but let's figure it's over $3 million for a single-family home here. Even our affordable housing, some of it is quite pricey, to the point where we've stopped talking about it in terms of affordable housing. We're starting to label it workforce housing. You can have income and assets up to $900,000 and still get into affordable housing here. And as far as the prices go, let's say you wanted to get into a two-bedroom, and I'll pick a mid-category. Category two would be $175,000.
Now, this is Dubai?
It is.
Let me just check a fact that you just said. You said that I could have income and assets of $900,000. I could be approaching being a millionaire is what that means,
mm-hmm.
and qualify
exactly.
for workforce housing?
Yeah, for our highest category, which is called RO, or resident occupied.
Now, you mentioned homes that would be for sale. What about rents?
Well, we have a range of things for you to consider, but let's just pick an example and say you're in a category three, which means you can earn up to $77,000. If you were to get a one-bedroom apartment, we have a rental range from $790 to almost $1,100.
There are a lot of people in the rest of this state who will hear that and think, $77,000, if I made that in Aurora, if I made that in Colorado Springs, I'd be doing pretty well.
Indeed.
And yet I qualify for affordable housing, or as you say, workforce housing, in Aspen and Pitkin County. Susan Shirley, from your perspective, what does affordable mean in the Roaring Fork Valley these days?
As Tom indicated, we reference affordable as attainable.
Well, and what we heard from Tom, Susan, also is that it's not just poor people that need affordable housing. That's why the term workforce housing has emerged. Do you see people from the sort of professional class looking for places?
Absolutely. I think that probably in my work right now, I feel is the greatest threat that we have professional incomes in it and able to enter into the housing market. We may lose these highly skilled people, and those are the factors that make our communities potentially unsustainable.
Tom, can you give me an example of a professional that's in affordable housing? Anything off the top of your head?
Just something that comes to mind off the top of my head is a woman who came in not too long ago. Her husband's a doctor, and she was a nurse, and she had decided to stay home. But even with the doctor's income, they decided that they could not afford to be in any of the free market units. It just was unattainable.
This was in Aspen.
It was in Aspen. They didn't particularly want to go really far down valley to find a place. And so they were interested in that upper category, that RO category I talked about earlier, and wondering what kind of RO units we were going to be bringing online soon that they could participate in.
So, Susan, the clearest solution, right, would be, well, build more affordable housing.
That's a challenge, of course.
Yeah, what are the challenges?
The biggest challenge for my organization, building in our part of the valley, is the one resource that Tom has that we lack, which is a real estate transfer tax to help subsidize the building of affordable units. And so in the Lower Valley, we've had to attack it in a different way. First of all, you're challenged with the fact that we have a very finite supply of private developable land. So what we've had to do in the project that I'm most familiar with in Carbondale is that we've had to put a sort of a collaborative effort of city money, county money, corporate money, and actually even money from a community foundation. What we're aiming toward in the Lower Valley is developing a resource pool of funding that corporations and others can invest in and in return get units. It's just very difficult for us to have access to the traditional sources of affordable housing funding, those through HUD and the Division of Housing in Colorado, because of our high-cost land.
Well, this is interesting. You're saying that because of the high cost of land, you're on the outs when it comes to some of those federal programs that a lot of communities rely on for affordable housing. Tom, let's go to this idea of the real estate transfer tax we heard from Susan. Aspen has this. It was actually banned under Tabor. Aspen was grandfathered in, but this is the idea that a fee paid when you buy a new home, a little bit of that goes to a designated fund. And in Aspen's case, some of that goes to affordable housing.
That particular funding mechanism is responsible for the generation of just about everything we do with regard to new affordable housing, either develop or redevelop.
How many units of affordable housing does Pitkin County have right now?
Well, the total for the program is 2,740 units.
2,740.
That's deed-restricted housing, either rental or for sale.
And explain briefly, deed-restricted.
Deed-restricted essentially says that in return for the fact that you can purchase a house at a reasonable price, your appreciation is capped.
And do you have a goal for how much affordable housing you'd like?
60% of the workforce should live and work in Pitkin County.
And what is that percentage today?
In 2002, in February, we completed a study that was pretty comprehensive. It indicated at that point in time our shortfall was between 800 and 1,300 units. And we've been moving to producing that 1,300 units, but we haven't gotten there yet.
But you have more units to build, or would like to build more?
We have more units on the drawing board. We're in the first phase of a 236-unit project.
How have you been able to do that? Because it's not as if land is widely available in Aspen either, a problem that we heard Susan mention for the rest of the valley.
It was an annexation into the city of a parcel we called the Zolene Parcel or the Bar X Ranch. But it might be, in fact, the last large parcel that we can get inside the urban growth boundary.
Susan, let's talk about the number of affordable housing units down valley. What do you have versus what you need?
I'm going to speak from the towns of Basalt down into the I-70 corridor. We have 102 deed-restricted units at this time. We know from the recent housing study Garfield County did that we need at least over the next 3 to 5 year period, about 3,000 units.
You have just over 100. You need 3,000.
Yeah.
It's got to be a bit daunting for someone in your position.
Well, it is. It is. And that's why the idea of coming together, creative solutions, trying things that others have used, looking to other models like land trust, split interest of a nonprofit and the private buyer, a variety of things will allow a resource to get at least off the dime. We're way, way behind.
I guess I'd like to ask both of you, not that this is necessarily something that's going to happen overnight, but is it possible to build too much affordable housing? Do you start to change a market when you do that? Tom, if you want to take that first.
It's a good question, and the community has to readdress it from time to time because their needs or their desires may change. And I really do believe that the community gets to define what it wants to look like and what it wants to feel like. And at some point, it's very possible that they'll say, okay, we think we have enough and we can stop trying to acquire more affordable housing. I haven't seen anything on the radar scope that indicates the majority of the community is at that point, but that could happen.
And Susan, same question. Is it possible to build too much? You're quite a ways away from the goal, but nonetheless.
At this point in time, it is hard to imagine too much, but I believe, like Tom, it depends community by community. Some communities really are very intent on providing entry-level permanent housing because they feel that a homeowner is more likely to contribute back to the community. Other communities, because of the nature of maybe our larger communities like Glenwood, need more rental housing because of the development of a major shopping center, and there's needs for more of the hourly worker, and therefore it is a community-by-community decision.
Well, Tom, Susan, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan Shirley is director of Valley Housing Partners. Tom McCabe is executive director of the Aspen and Pitkin County Housing Office. Tomorrow, our series concludes with a conversation about solutions to this housing and labor crunch. Our guests include Colin Laird, director of Healthy Mountain Communities, a nonprofit taking a regional approach to these issues.
But I think most of us know what we need to do. We need to build more affordable housing. But finding the resources to pull that off, Pitkin County has limited land. It's also very expensive. So even if you wanted to build on it, you couldn't afford it. And if you could, you'd have to have such a subsidy to make the housing affordable. It'd be very difficult.
That's tomorrow on the show. To hear the rest of our series, visit kcfr.org. Colorado Matters continues after this.